Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Big soft titty dot png.
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 Hey everybody, welcome back to Big Soft Titty dot png, the only podcast with Tom and Demi on it pretty much every week.
Yeah.
Every week we come in here and we say to ourselves, you know what? Let's make the best goddamn fucking podcast we can.
And then sometimes we're quite disappointed and it's...
Sometimes we mess up really
we
bad.
We mess up really bad and it doesn't make sense to us. It doesn't make sense to you, obviously. It doesn't,
obviously.
It doesn't... Sometimes it doesn't even make sense what we were going for.
Sometimes it seems like, do these guys even know what a podcast is?
Yeah.
Because they messed up so bad.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that this is the result of two people trying their best.
Yeah.
But welcome
Well, here comes an ad. And it's for Mr. Carpet's Linoleum Floors.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mr. Carpet.
Hey, everybody. It's Mr. Carpet here again, ready to... Hey, are you sick of cleaning up blood? Because I got to tell you, I've been in the carpet game for a long time. And I'm an honest man. It takes a lot for me to turn traitor. But recent years have shown me that it's so hard to clean blood out of carpet. And I love... Look, you know me, gang. I love the stuff. Carpet, that is.
We know!
Okay. Linoleum really cleans up good, gang. And whenever you're going through some... Well, hell, I know what I've been going through. But whatever you're going through, whatever, and you need to clean up, you know, stuff that's come out an orifice, you're going to thank yourself when you have yourself some linoleum floor. Just take it from me, all right? I'm Mr. Carpet. You know that it takes a lot for me to say something like this.
We know!
Contextually, this is a fantastic floor for you to get. And also, sorry, just, I know you thought the ad was over, but just before we move on, I also need to say, and I feel you've picked this up from just me beating around the bush, I could really use you buying a few floors.
Just floors.
Well, I could really use you buying a few of the linoleum floors because I'm in a bad place here, gang. I need help. I need a lot of help.
We know!
I know. All right. So please come on down to, well, the storefront's closed. So just log on to mrcarpetscarpets.com.au. You're going to want to chuck a /after that if you want to navigate to any of the sub areas of the site, of course. But for your everyday user, if you're not a power user, I reckon just a .au will serve you fine. And once you get there, just check out what we've got on sale. I really think there's something for everybody. And I really can't emphasize enough, you never know what life's going to throw at you. And when life throws something at you, you're going to appreciate it if it splatters on linoleum. All I'm done with the ad, fellas. Well, I guess I'll be heading back to wherever it is I go.
Wiener! Welcome back to BigSoftTitty.png. Tom?
Yeah, Demi.
I want to grab your foot so badly.
I was going to ask you before we started recording, please don't touch my foot this
episode.
I'm
not going to.
I appreciate that.
I'm looking at it. I want to grab it really badly. I want to clasp the piggy.
Well, you can't.
I won't.
Okay, good. And thank you for articulating that. It's good to know the frisson of energy that is running through you at all times that you're not touching my foot. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Demi, welcome back to the episode after that wonderful ad. I was just saying to you before how excited I am to, after this, head down to the shops and get myself some supplies.
Yes. Talk us through those supplies, big dog.
Oh, I would love to, even though it does seem like someone with my voice has been speaking for quite a long time interrupted already.
What do you want? Tell me what you need.
Okay. I was going to say maybe this is a chance for me to volley the ball back to your court.
Go ahead.
And say, I know that you have also in your life been to the shops.
That's right.
And you've recently found several passions, one of them being the good cheese.
The good cheese.
How are they going? How are those passions going for you?
I've got some really good cheeses that I love. I have actually ordered online another packet of the mature cheddar that I brought, that I branged from the store.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was so delightful to me.
How much of a online-only item is this?
It's not that online-only, but I am not confident in our local shops that they will continue stocking the good cheese.
They're not as well stocked as I'd like. I don't know. And obviously, the things that we've ordered online are far more perverse than this, but there is a sickness to me about ordering cheese in the mail.
I didn't like that they didn't have a pickup option.
Yeah.
I was expecting that they would, or they would tell me where it was stocked.
Wait, and you only ordered the cheese, right?
Yeah.
And is this from the cheese manufacturer themselves, or is this from, like, Coles?
This is from the cheese manufacturer.
So we're going to get a package of just cheese?
Yeah.
That seems wrong, babe.
Yeah, I know.
Something's gone really wrong if we're ordering cheese from the cheese man.
Someone busts down our door.
Mm.
They've got a dictaphone with them, and they're like, are you white? And I show them my receipt.
Yeah, you can tell. Yeah, you can tell where our purchasing habits are too.
Yeah.
So you ordered some online cheese. Mm-hmm. I really don't like this, Demi.
No, me neither.
I don't like this.
I didn't like doing it.
Mm.
But the cheese tastes like really good.
Spit it to the people, Demi. You're dealing with a cheddar here?
It's a mature cheddar. It's a mature cheddar.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mature taste. It's a biting mature cheddar.
I love a biting cheddar.
Bite me back, baby.
Mm-hmm. I love a biting cheddar because after that I got cheddar in my mouth. That's going to be my take on it. But I really like that. That is a preferred cheese for me. A mature cheddar, you know what you're getting no matter what.
I feel like I'm being attacked.
No, I'm being genuine.
By, like, dogs.
I'm being genuine. Mature cheddar is, like,
it's so good because you can have a tiny bit of it.
Mm.
You just have it and you're like, there is so much flavor on my tongue.
You can give yourself the amount of cheese you would give a dog and you can eat pretty well on that.
Yeah.
But you can just suffuse your afternoon with flavor with a single bit of cheese.
Yeah.
And
or my afternoon.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you can also...
Because usually I would have an afternoon, not an afternoon. Go ahead.
All right. And so we're just attacking each other for fun now.
Yes.
But I do think that the mature cheddar is my cheese of choice.
Yeah, I think it's the best cheddar.
Mm. I don't like you ordering the cheese online.
I don't like that I did it.
Yeah. Do you have... What was the interface of the cheese website like? Are you dealing with, like, a Shopify front? Or is this like, I'm not picturing any kind of HTML coding beyond like a Neopets page.
It was surprisingly straightforward. I'm not sure how many people are ordering cheese to their door.
Was it a schmick website? Or are we dealing with like, do you know what I'm saying?
It was, yeah, fucking, it was pretty good.
Did you leave it alone for a second and it popped up being like, hey, do you want to message somebody who works here?
I didn't get the, well, I was on my phone.
Okay.
So I did what? So,
oh, no, nothing.
What?
Just it's interesting you're on your phone. So you were out and about and you thought to yourself, I must have that cheese.
What makes you think I was out and about?
So you were sitting at home and you thought to yourself, well, I can't get up to my laptop. I must have that cheese right now.
Now, I didn't know this was going to be something that I felt self-conscious about.
Uh-huh.
But yes, I'd rather order something from my phone.
I think I avoid ordering things on my phone because I trust myself less there. I feel like that, and I know this is how my brain works, if I'm buying something on my phone, it's not real money.
And do you think that's poisoned me to order two gigantic serves of the cheese?
And that actually brings up something that I hadn't
even to an ad.
Thought to ask
right
about.
Right now. No,
we already did the ad. We already did the ad. Oh, it was very long. How much cheese?
It's some.
I pictured, and I got to be honest with you, I pictured like a normal grocery store amount of cheese, a single serve. I pictured you had bought like 350 grams of cheese online. And even then, that's like a significant amount. Demi, how much cheese have you bought?
Just looking in my Gmail, just typing cheese.
Oh, this is scroll, 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 scroll.
It's come up with nothing.
It's come up with nothing?
Where's my cheese order? Mature cheddar.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, don't just type mature.
I guess I didn't buy any cheese.
Demi, is it possible that you checked out as a guest and did not enter your details?
Might be. Got a couple kilos of cheese coming.
Excuse me?
I have a segment for you guys.
A couple of kilos of cheese?
I went onto Reddit.
No, 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 no. No, you don't get to escape into the segment just
what
yet.
What do you mean?
How much cheese?
Some cheese.
Okay, are you saying...
You dropped your brand new phone.
Okay, we're safe.
We're
God
safe?
Damn it.
The
yeah.
screen's okay?
Oh, I was so scared.
God.
Are you saying that you bought... is this multiple... amounts of the same amount of cheese. Have you ordered 2 1-kilo orders? Or have you mixed and matched?
Very interesting question.
Okay.
I'd love to answer it.
What is the name of the cheese website, Demi?
I'm not going to tell you that.
What is the name of the cheese website?
No,
and may I remind you,
business.
You're under podcast host.
This is my business.
It is your business. And I'm going to bet that... it is going to become my business as the 2 kilos of cheese approaches us rapidly. With, if I had to guess, express shipping?
I needed it.
You needed it. You had to have your cheese wing its way to you.
I needed it.
Uh-huh. So how much of the cheese? Was there a moment where you looked at 1 kilo of cheese in your shopping cart and thought to yourself, well, that couldn't possibly be enough?
Tom, you've tried the cheese.
Uh-huh.
What are you looking for?
I am checking the joint bank account.
It's not. I bought it from myself.
Uh-huh.
Even though I know you're going to eat all of it.
I'm not going to eat all of it.
You're going to eat a lot of it, aren't you?
You're being completely unreasonable and you're also lashing out because you don't want to be vulnerable right now.
Here's the segment that I have. I went on Reddit and the first thing...
r/cheese. Yum, yum, yum.
The first thing that I found in r/fanfiction is... insult slur ideas for mammal/reptile hybrids character. And we're not going to go into that. But
okay.
It's interesting to create a character that ostensibly you want to identify with and love and then think, hey, can you think of some nasty things to call that character?
I've already got them.
Oh!
Yeah, I'm walking around with slurs for cold-blooded beasts in my head already.
Uh-huh.
But I will say, yeah, the... also... I think that slurs are some of the easiest things to think up.
Yep.
If you can't think them up, maybe hand in your writing hat, old chum. Because dumb racists make new ones all the time.
Racists are famously stupid. Yeah. So if you can't think of a slur, uh-oh.
Uh-oh. And, I mean, it's not great to be crowdsourcing them either. Because anytime a group of people get together and start thinking up slurs, I do think that that is training a muscle.
Yeah.
And I don't like the idea of that happening en masse and on Reddit. You know, I don't need that happening again. I think that I don't.
People shouldn't be able to find each other.
Yeah, right?
It's such a bummer.
Why don't we go ahead and think, oh, hey, can everyone think of a middle name for a character whose first name is Jemima? Maybe, can you imagine how much nicer the world would be
Jemima,
if people did
boop,
that?
Boop,
no, 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 no. Okay, what? You want the other thread.
Okay, sorry.
Jesus.
Hey, I have one for Jemima.
It would be so crazy. Just becoming king of that Reddit thread by coming in and being like, hi, yes, I have a slur for the reptile people. Scaly boops. interesting.
Okay.
Huh.
Oh,
Just we have all these slurs lying around that nobody's using.
Yeah.
I figure someone should, well, actually... Just interrupting. Sorry, some people are using them.
Some people are using them a lot.
Some people are using them even more.
Mostly you.
Anyway, so that's r/fanfiction. Is this your first time on r/fanfiction?
I haven't been in there and I'm not excited, but like I feel something in my future by delving in there a little bit. You know, paddling?
Yeah, it seems like it could be an interesting community of people coming together.
Yeah.
Because I know we had recently that the email from a listener who directed us to a writing subreddit where people were listing all their favorite euphemisms for genitals.
Yep.
Warmth, sex.
Yep.
Pussy.
Yeah.
Cock. Hi. Yeah, when I refer to a genitals, if I don't want to seem too blunt and brusque, I love to refer to a throbbing cock.
Yeah, he shoved his length into her cock. Did he? What?
Wow. Sounds like that.
Sounds
like she's blessed with a nice wide hole.
Ouch.
In the thing.
Actually.
Would be kind of nice to probably just house one inside the other one like a little thunderbird.
Babushka doll.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I so that's the only way I've interacted with fan fiction. I've never really read much of it, apart from your wonderful segment, Suck Off Mario 69.
Thank you.
But I've never interacted with it. I remember one time, fuck, stop me if I've brought this up on the podcast before, but I've written fan fiction once. And it was...
Scoozy?
I've written fan fiction once.
Okay.
And it was as part of a school assignment. We used to do a thing in primary school where you would have like an assignment on like a writing assignment where you would have to do what we called sentences, where you would have to type a certain amount of sentences, like a whole page of a story, and you would have to fit a certain amount of these words into the story, right?
Okay.
And so I did that after, fuck, actually, maybe it was like I think it was a creative writing assignment. I'm mixing two things up. Anyway, I did one about Conker's Bad Fur Day, the Nintendo 64 game. And my parents got a call because I wrote about Conker the Squirrel blowing a zombie's head off with a shotgun. The zombie's head splattered everywhere. Boom, went the other shotgun.
It was the call about giving you a reward or...
We're worried your son is becoming too cool. Hey, your son, who is famously, you know, normal to be around, absolutely doesn't have a dark aura among him. He started writing about pistols in school assignments and shotguns in other school assignments. So we're just a little bit worried about what he's consuming at home.
And what you were consuming at home was just like marvelous family meals and bulldogs, right?
Oh, yes. And the video game Conker's Bad Fur Day, uh-huh. which had made its mark.
Just trust.
Uh-huh.
Just they gave you trust.
Yeah, I think I did. I think the guy marking this assignment, you know, my poor English teacher, did react the normal way to being handed a thing written by a kid that had the word sawn off shotgun in it. I think it was a bit spooky of me to do. So that's the only fan fiction I've ever written.
Yeah.
It was about Conker the Squirrel shooting stuff mm-hmm. with a gun. You ever written fanfic?
Nope.
Suspiciously fast. What's the real answer?
I used to pretend I was Arlstein.
What?
I used to pretend I was Arlstein. And I'd be like, Evan looked in his cupboard and there was nothing there. Uh-huh. But then he looked again and there was slime.
Okay. Yeah. No, I can see how that would be really scary to find slime in your cupboard, especially after you checked and there was nothing.
Yeah. I used to just like,
oh my God, something must be above the cupboard making slime.
Well, it was just like, you know, like Goosebumps level R.L. Stein. Mm. I would be like, okay, so there's a fucking kid. God damn it. I would say.
You would swear that much as R.L. Stein?
Well, sort of like a...
You were kind of like an edgy R.L. Stein wearing the leather jacket.
I was like a Fear Street Saga level R.L. Stein writing Goosebumps.
Okay.
Okay. You don't know.
No, I understand.
Do you?
Yeah, that's the Netflix thing that I'll sometimes... I went through a stage of walking in and then you'd be watching it or whatever.
Oh, well, Fear Street was a series of novels that R.L. Stein did.
Okay.
Attacked.
Sorry. So you used to pretend to be R.L. Stein.
Yeah. And
how did that embody it? Are you saying like you would just sit around and write R.L. Stein? Style? Or would you do this online?
Never online. I had a desk in my room when I was a kid at my mum's house and I would sit there and I would put on a pair of glasses.
Okay.
I'd put on a pair of glasses.
First order of business. Yeah. Your mum's house? Your mom and dad had separate houses? Yeah. Oh, lucky.
Yeah, lucky. It was crazy. They didn't know what was going on in either house. And that was a problem.
Okay, all right, back to the glasses. So you'd put on glasses
put on
at the
glasses,
desk.
Glasses, and I didn't have a computer. But
and
I
you
would...
also don't have a prescription, right? Like, no. Your eyes are fine.
Yeah. I punched out some sunglasses so I could put on the glasses.
Oh.
And then I would, I was handwriting on lined paper.
Uh-huh.
But because I knew that R.L. Stein probably at some point used a typewriter, kind of started off going chip, 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 chip.
No!
With my fingers.
You would do that and then you'd pick up the pencil and write
pick up the pencil and write some words and be like, not it was a dark and stormy night type shit, but like a chill ran up my spine. I pulled the blanket over my head as my chin quivered.
That's so good. That's so I can't think of anything cuter than you sitting down and miming typewriter before writing your story. Wearing some fucking frameless Kmart aviators.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
That's so sweet, Demi.
Yeah.
God damn. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Ain't that the nicest?
Yeah.
That is also a great way for a R.L.
Lonely.
I was going to say R.L. Stein to begin a story. It's like... Yeah. Okay, first off, I am so scared. One thing you need to know about me, I'm really afraid right now. And I've good reason to be.
He had to delete so many lines of his books that said, I am fucking freaking out.
Hey, I'm just going to do a quick edit pass over this and remove 40% of the, this is really freaking scary, I thought.
This is fucking... This is cooked.
I honestly think something bad could happen to me or someone I care about right now.
Yeah, and this is R.L. Stein speaking.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Not the 10-year-old I'm embodying in the book.
Mm-hmm. R.L. Stein here. I know what you're thinking. This shit is fucking crazy.
This fucking shit is fucking crazy. But don't worry. It's me, R.L. Stein. I'm here to guide you through it.
The 8-year-old reading the book.
I am not in control.
Okay. The 8-year-old reading the book. She's like, I guess I'm glad he's here. And then reading the bit about him not being in control. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Fear.
God's come out of heaven and he's holding up his hands. And he's saying, I don't know, guys.
I don't even know.
This whole thing got out of hand.
Man, that's mental. I shouldn't have created R.L. Stine. Mm. Why did I do that?
So R.L. Stine
God looking down at his creation and being like, the one thing I would do differently. R.L. Stine.
You know what?
Shouldn't have made that guy.
I missed a trick making someone so spooky. Eeky deeky.
Eeky deeky.
Evil?
God said.
I don't regret the evil.
No.
But the scary guy.
The evil you need. Mm. The scary, why?
Yeah, this guy's making me look at all the scary. Ah!
Ah!
God. I was never a Goosebumps kid. I was never a Goosebumps or like a Scary Stories kid on account of being a coward.
Mm-hmm.
So instead what I would do is I'd read books about, you know, mice who lived in abbeys and so on. We had the Redwall series primarily was a source of that. And then
what
I think
on earth are you talking about?
Have you not read Redwall?
No.
So Redwall's a... Man, that's crazy.
What, do I have to read Wall twice?
Hmm. Interesting.
Have I not read Red?
No, I understand. Yeah, it's a...
Did I have to...
Actually, now you mention it. Yeah, those words twice. Do sound the same.
Mm.
No, this is a book series where there are...
I thought it was a wall.
Jesus Christ. It's a book series where there's a bunch of little animals, and they're basically people, and some of them are... fundamentally evil, and then some of them are only sometimes evil, and then some of them are fundamentally good. But the mice are always good.
Yeah.
Snakes is always evil.
Yeah.
You know, you get it, and on and on.
Yeah, and badgers lions, are noble. Lions are like, okay, but sometimes they'll be mean to you.
Oh, we are way under the scale of having lions.
Oh, okay.
If you have an otter, that's like, whoa!
Oh, an adger.
Yeah, we have a badger.
Yeah. Good?
They are good. But yeah, I would read like a lot of those books growing up.
Thank you so much for not dwelling on the fact that I said Adja. I don't even know how I got to it like that.
Babe, I think I know what happened.
What?
I think you went to say a badger and you did genuinely like N and B are next to each other on the keyboard. Yeah. And I think your brain pressed N instead of B.
Thank you.
But yeah, in the world of Redwall, they would have like a bunch of stuff that was... Even to me as a child, I was like, so does Christ exist in this universe? Because you guys seem to be doing a lot of like very religious stuff for these little mice that are trying to fight a rat.
What did they do? Did they pray?
There was like, I think they did. I mean, they lived in an abbey.
Well, okay. Yeah. So of course.
But then there was
And they
like,
were fighting rats.
They were fighting.
Because rats are obviously evil mice.
Yes.
And we know that.
Absolutely. So the enemy of the first Redwall book that I can remember reading was Clooney the Loony. Oh, sorry, Clooney the Scourge.
Okay, and you said Loony because you thought it would be fun, though.
That's right. I thought that maybe that was his name, but I think I got it wrong, and I'm embarrassed, I'll admit.
Is it because Clooney sounds like George, and George sort of looks like how Scourge, which is when you... Read Scourge.
I don't think so, baby.
I don't think
this is a Clooney, like a
Clooney the Loony, George.
C-L-U-N-Y, by the way. Clooney the Scourge was an enormous black male bilge sea rat horde leader with unknown origins. His place of origin is unknown, allegedly faraway jungles.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
Yep.
And he came to Redwall, and which was the Abbey. The only thing I remember about it is that there was a guy, he summoned the power of like a prior hero mouse and his name was Matthias, and that anagrammed to I am that is. And it was kind of one of those things where it was like, I guess that's, huh? And he had this holy sword. And I am that is, I think, I was like, I guess that's Christian.
Does Matthias, I am.
I am that is. I think that's it.
Matthias doesn't.
M-A-T-T-H-I-A-S. Okay. I-A-M. Okay, so now what we have left is T-T. Wait, no. Okay, I'm lost. I'm lost and the road is dark and I don't know my way back home and I'm scared. Well, anyway, as of February 2021, apparently this is being adapted into a feature film over at Netflix.
Oh, we shouldn't keep making films.
I think they come out bad.
They come out bad. They come out bad when you make a film.
It's too long. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And God knows I'll never watch a short film. But
oh no. I went to the movies once with an ex to watch a short film. It was like 30 minutes and I wanted to die as soon as I walked in the room.
It was fucking sit down for an episode of Family Guy and it's not even going to be funny.
And it's French?
Oh.
The fuck?
Bah, this film, it barely exists, huh? It only goes for 30 minutes.
This is about a young woman.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. And are you going to...
Do you know her? Oh, yes, I know her. Okay. Well.
A beautiful young woman.
She is very young. I
should have guessed that. Yeah. Oh, they can't get enough of these young women, the French.
Stop it. Stop.
Such a tragedy, because I feel like the other thing about them is that they are, you know, I feel like the French appreciate like a 40-year-old woman smoking a cigarette.
True. Focus on that.
Yeah.
Hey, you're good at that.
Yeah.
Focus on that.
Just focus on people who are like have been smoking for a while and it's changed their voice cool.
Yeah.
Instead of the ones who are doing it to, you know, seem mature.
Yes.
Come on, French people.
I can't think of one old French woman.
I think that's fine. I mean, the smoking means they drop off pretty quick.
Hey, focus on 40-year-old Emily, not Emily.
Mm,
nice.
Perfect. All right. Well, to leave you all focusing on 40-year-old Emily, we're going to trot on over to a break. Oh, I'm raising my tail and I'm going all the way over to the break.
Okay.
I'm trotting.
I Demi, see it.
Would you care to join me on my way over to the break?
I'll trot with you.
All right.
Let's go.
It's my first time trotting. Yep, haven't nailed the sounds yet.
I can
yet.
Hear that.
And I hope the listener followed us over.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow, we're getting the hang of this. All right, enjoy the ad. Unless you're on the Patreon, in which case, enjoy the 5 second stinger. Bye. Welcome back, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Now that's fun. Hi.
Hi. How's it going? Hi.
Where are they from, do we think?
I'm not quite sure.
Right?
Hi.
Yeah. No, yeah, I can't take that shift. No. Because I think they're Australian.
I think they're Australian, yeah.
Right?
Hi. H-I-A-U-R.
Mm.
Hi.
Hmm. Interesting.
Mm.
New voice uncovered.
Yeah.
Well. What's,
who's she? Marge, probably.
I think.
Oh, no, Marg. Marg.
There we go.
There we go.
Because I was going to say, man, I think you can't.
You can't go.
The name Marge has been really.
Come on.
I mean, that's been. We got to retire that like we retired Jordan's number, you know? We can't be having anyone else naming a character Marge.
Two famous Marges for me.
Okay.
Marge.
Which one?
You know.
Huh?
The Marge.
You're going to have to be more specific.
You know the Marge, Tom.
I know the Marge I'm thinking of, and I.
And
I'm honestly worried that you wouldn't know who she is.
You looked over at the Marge. We have a Marge.
Oh, do we have Marge in this room?
Is Marge here?
Okay,
can I
so
speak to her?
Marge Simpson.
May I speak to Marge?
Oh my God! If you could, let me reach deep inside myself.
Okay.
Hello, Tammy.
Okay, let me say so. You didn't speak to Marge. All right, so Marge Simpson.
Yeah.
And?
Marge the Rains are here.
Okay, right.
The other famous Marge.
The unpictured Marge from the famous Australian commercial.
That's right.
In which a farmer is tricked into thinking that it's raining, whereas in fact there are simply two children above his tin roof eating juicy corn.
And he's very excited because he's clearly a farmer. There's a drought. Children are eating corn that are splattering on his tin roof. He's very, very happy because he thinks that his crops are going to come in, but they're not. It's just children biting into the corn.
Children eating
making
corn.
Making it seem like there's rain and making him very excited about
also,
the non-existent
also,
rain.
Also, the corn, of course, could not have come from his crop.
No.
So that must be.
What's McCain's?
It is indeed. It comes from
or
a company.
It's Bird's Eye.
McCain's.
I think it's McCain's, probably.
That feels bad.
Yeah.
That they are, well, you can't eat. You know what? It's been a hard season, kids. We're just going to get in some McCain's corn
Go
for you
buy
to
some
eat on
corn.
For your vitamins or whatever the fuck corn gives you that other stuff doesn't. I think it's just like, oh, it fortifies your teeth by getting stuck in it every
gets
time you
stuck
bite
in there,
into it.
And then fortifies your asshole by still being corn when it comes out.
Yeah. Your asshole actually gets a little bit of a sense of what's going on upstairs.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, this was what it looked like going in.
Can I chew it too?
Yeah, you can.
I guess.
Yeah, sure. But yeah, the bad feeling there is that not only have your children betrayed you by enjoying the other corn,
mm-hmm.
Also, the other corn is probably a very superior product on account of it's so juicy.
Yes. That's right.
Uh-huh.
When I was in my R.L. Stein era, I wrote a play about that advertisement.
This would have been when you were like early teens? Like 12, 14?
About 12.
Wow.
11 or 12.
Did it end with the farmer killing himself with a gun?
No.
Did it start or middle?
Well, no, actually, he didn't die.
Okay.
Marge died like 10 years ago.
All right.
And so he was yelling for a woman that did not live anymore.
Yep.
And the children were making fun of the grandfather that couldn't remember that his wife was dead.
Gotcha. Hmm.
I showed that to my mum.
Uh-huh. What'd she say?
She was like,
wow, these are a lot of scribbles. Can't read. Well, from that downer, I think I'm well positioned to rescue us, Demi,
uh-huh.
for a much needed mood boost to the podcast.
Okay.
We have another edition of miniature horses.
Go ahead.
Yay, I will. Yay, yay. And the theme will play now.
What?
I forgot the theme needs to play.
Miniature horses, small body and tiny hooves. Miniature horses, 34 inches high and under. Ooh, miniature horses. The segments are about you, miniature horses. They're tinier, tinier, tinier than you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Tiny
Here we go. Another edition of Miniature Horses, the segment where I check in on the miniature horse community. In this case, I am checking in with the Wisconsin miniature horse community. This comes to us from Wisconsin Life.
Oh, the Wizzy Minis.
Mm-hmm. Bond between a mini horse and community is magnificent. That is a headline in a publication. Just thinking of living somewhere where that's a headline, that's like the whole crux of the article is everybody loves miniature horse. Everybody loves tiny local horse.
I wonder if you could really disrupt that community by bringing rock music to it.
It seems like it's one sin away from completely falling apart.
Going nuts.
Yeah, they have not built up the immune system to, like, I don't know, you're going to play one, like, 13-year-old a single drill track.
Yeah.
And everyone there is going to start worshipping the devil.
Yes.
Anyway, this is a charming little world. We
always
have
wanted to do this.
Hey, this devil guy's got a lot of cool stuff. In the city of Eau Claire, Wisconsin, a remarkable sight captures the attention of locals and visitors alike. Okay.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Consider my interests piqued.
Okay. Meet Jack, Eau Claire's newest resident, who also happens to be a miniature horse.
When you said meet Jack, I was imagining two legs. My mind is blown.
Mm-hmm. It's four legs, but boy are they short. One of Jack's neighbors, Christine Fink, remembers the first time she and her boyfriend laid eyes on Jack.
He looks just like me!
Thanks, Christine.
Keeping the reveal that every single person mentioned in this is a fucking horse. The meadows of Eau Claire play host to many neighbors. One of them is chewing hay.
Hey.
We were coming up the hill and crossing the prairie down here, which, okay. So that's giving me an idea of Eau Claire.
And how many fucking aprons do you own, bitch?
For real. Don't come up on a hill and cross a prairie.
No.
Why don't you cross the street and, like, go to the roundabout?
Yeah.
I need you to go to the store.
Yeah. I need you to look at a stop sign, not a cresting sunset.
We need to get you guys some kind of suburb. I need you guys to have a parking lot to navigate with.
Yes.
We were coming up the hill and crossing this prairie down
here.
I
need you to pave paradise now.
Yeah, you're going to love what we can put there.
We like were coming 50 up- cars, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I guess we could put some cars if we paved paradise.
We didn't know where to put our cars before, and we're not using paradise.
Guy with 50 cars?
Yeah.
Man, now this is paradise. Oh, this feels way better than that stinking paradise ever did. Oh, just walking along them. We were coming up the hill and crossing this prairie down here, and I looked and I said, "Is that a horse?" says Fink. My boyfriend says, "I think it is." To take you back, that is Christine remembering the first time she and her boyfriend laid eyes on Jack. And their reaction was, "Is that a horse? I think it is."
Yeah.
Accompanied by his owner, Rose Johnson, Jack has become a local icon around the city, bringing a touch of rural life to the urban landscape. Not super urban navigating.
There's a fucking prairie.
We're navigating by hills and prairies here, gang.
Brother, you gotta, like, if there's a miniature horse there, everything else better be, like, miniature horse is not bringing nature to you if everything is not grey.
Yes. The place you are describing is not bereft of nature.
No.
Seeing as how I'm not picturing a block of flats.
Yeah.
You know? Accompanied by his owner, bringing a touch of rural life to the urban landscape. And this is quoting Rose Johnson. "He's a very good citizen. An extremely good citizen," says Johnson. Again, talking about Jack the miniature horse.
Jack the miniature horse, yes.
Okay.
"He's an extremely good citizen.
He's one of the best citizens this loser town has ever had. He's very careful. He likes to interact, but has very good manners."
very obviously like altered so a horse can use it gun pointed at her head.
A white, the trigger guard removed so it can be pulled with a hoof.
Yes.
Or maybe I guess he could hold it in his mouth and use its tongue to pull the trigger.
I guess.
Yeah.
John, have to be very deft though.
Yeah, I figure with the tongue. A miniature horse has tongue dexterity.
I suppose.
Johnson found Jack at a friend's farm in a pen by himself. This next sentence is the reason why this is in my document, as everyone likes annoying miniature horse. Okay. The reason he was alone was because of his affinity for being a bit of an annoyance, sucking and licking the kneecaps of horses and donkeys nearly twice his size.
Now, is that, now listen.
Yeah.
As someone who frequently wants to grab your toes.
Yeah.
Do
I feel a kinship with the donkeys and horses that are housed with something half their size and annoying that keeps licking and sucking their knees?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so good because that's exactly at the height of the miniature horse. It just walks up and is like, if you're the horse, if it's licking and sucking your front kneecap, not much she can do.
No.
You are not a front-loaded artillery.
I can only
artillery.
Kick back.
Yeah. I can try and stomp on it, but it's probably going to move away.
I can barely even bite you. I can't lean down that far.
Yeah. That's why I'm not sucking these kneecaps. That's why you're doing it. So much flavor left on there. It got so bad that the fear of Jack getting injured by one of the other animals forced him to be alone. They are saying that the miniature horse was so annoying that they thought that he was going to get murdered by the animals who he kept sucking and licking. Having been rehomed 5 times already.
Oh my God! Jack!
Jack was sadly running out of both friends and options.
No!
Jack, I hate to tell you, but you've licked and sucked your way through almost every chance we can give a little horse. So Johnson did the only natural thing any city-dwelling person would do. She brought Jack home.
What?
Johnson, Rose Johnson, took Jack from the farm, from the pen he was being kept in alone on account of he kept annoying all the horses and donkeys, and took him home. We totally needed each other, says Johnson. He needed to someone... Well, okay. Sorry, I forgot this sentence was coming.
Okay.
He needed someone to bond with that would put up with him sucking on everything. And I needed him in ways I couldn't really, I didn't understand at the time.
I've been very unsucked.
There's just something about this constantly sucking miniature horse that I find quite appealing. And you say it'll suck whatever you enclose it with.
It sucks everything?
Does what it's sucking have to have a high opinion of itself or earn a certain amount? No. My goodness.
It'll suck anything.
And you say you need it gone today.
Let me check my schedule. Flip, flip, flip. She's not touching anything.
No.
She's saying flip, flip.
With almost daily neighborhood strolls. I think if you've got a miniature horse, you need to take it out daily. But I also don't know the little shits. It probably likes standing still.
Shouldn't it just be outside anyway? Like,
yeah, but I think when you take it on a neighborhood stroll.
Oh, like, you know, out of the field.
Yeah. Out from its one biome to another.
Yeah.
With almost daily neighborhood strolls, you know, you take it over from paradise to the parking lot. Hey, why didn't anybody think of that? Hey, why don't we just not pay paradise? Why don't we pay near paradise? And that way, paradise has some parking. That way, everybody can enjoy paradise.
They can enjoy paradise. They can drive their car there.
Uh-huh. Damn, I love getting to paradise with my car. It's only a 20-minute drive from the city. And I get to park wherever I want. In the parking lot, that is. Now to kick back and enjoy some paradise.
Yeah. It's me, Adolf Hitler. Oh, man.
Oh, no.
What?
We made that guy's day of all
damn
people.
Damn it.
Damn.
Damn.
Damn it.
You know how damn it.
Yeah.
This girl runs with vampires.
Yeah.
Prairie.
Mm.
It's a good name for a church. Go on with your story.
I see. And I'll be continuing now.
Go ahead.
Here I go. With almost daily neighborhood strolls, Jack has become a cherished symbol of joy and companionship.
Yeah.
Everybody loves the horse that sucks everyone off.
Everyone loves the horse that will suck. Everyone loves the sucking horse.
Almost every day I walk my sucking horse around the neighborhood and bring him back sloshing from side to side.
And his G-string is so full of dollar bills.
Oh, God. I kind of put it around his middle. The bond between Johnson and Jack is evident in every interaction, forging a relationship that transcends traditional boundaries.
Yeah, I bet.
Me and my sucking horse are really breaking new ground in how we can love each other.
Yeah, me and my suck horse, we've created a new type of bond.
Mm. We've created a new thing for a woman to do to a horse and the other way around.
Yep.
When people see him, they're uplifted, says Fink. It makes their day. And people that have seen him, sorry, again, this is the neighbor talking about how people feel about seeing the horse.
She won't talk to anybody.
When people see him, they're uplifted. It makes their day. And people that have seen him for the first time, it's kind of a shock to see a horse in the middle of the city. Okay, you're next to a prairie.
Yeah.
You're not in the CBD.
People who've seen him for the first time, I see them afterwards and they're kind of tired but happy. Anyway.
Rolling over to go to sleep. Ah. Ah, wonderful. What a wonderful evening. And really, that, you know what? That horse really. Oh, I just looked up Eau Claire, by the way.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I'll get to this later.
Okay.
But it's pretty good. Okay. When people see him, they're uplifted. People that have seen him for the first time, it's kind of a shock to see a horse in the middle of the city, but they come out and greet him, and it brings a smile to their faces. Jack has become so popular, Johnson created a Facebook page to document his shenanigans.
Okay.
When thinking of a title for the account, one word immediately came to mind.
Suck horse.
It's short for success horse. Interesting. He needed a title and I'm like, he is the best thing ever, says Johnson. I'm like, he's Jack the Magnificent.
Okay.
And I don't know why that popped into my head, but it just stuck. And it's really true, too, because he is totally magnificent. So that's the story of Jack the Magnificent, the annoying horse that everyone loves. The horse that had to be taken out of horse jail for being, for potentially being murdered by the horses and donkeys so he wouldn't stop sucking.
Our knees are bald.
Yeah.
We can't keep doing this.
He's sucking their knees so hard that they're locking them just to try and get him away.
God damn it.
But yeah, it is a lovely Facebook page. We can see there Jack is being walked. So you have some POV video photos and videos of you walking Jack. So you basically have a lot of photos of the back of Jack's head as he's being walked along
the
park.
Pictures on the left-hand side, are those from the Facebook page as well?
Yes, they are.
What's the sixth one? On the right, first one, second one down. Sorry.
The woman's face?
Yeah.
That is, I believe, Jack's owner, who is covered in dirt. And the caption is, bedtime kisses. And so Jack has smeared filth along her face.
So how much dirt did she have in her pussy for him to get that much on her
face? All right. I think all pussies are lovely and clean.
I think they are too, but how much did she have in there? Dirt doesn't have to be dirty.
Oh. Well, in that case, I think it was just the perfect amount, as it is with all gorgeous women.
Hey, I have a genuine question.
Yeah.
Some dirt is really dirty, yeah?
Yes.
Slimy dirt is super dirty.
Okay.
Don't you think? You're not looking at me.
What? You want me to look at you while you say slimy dirt is super dirty?
Slimy dirt is really dirty, but I think that crumbly dirt is sort of nice.
Okay, and I need to know, is the trick over?
What do you mean the trick?
Is that the end of the thought?
No, I want you to engage today.
I'm not mad at you.
I just think that some dirt is muckier and dirtier than others.
I agree with that.
Some dirt you would never want to touch. Some dirt you're like, that's probably got dog shit in it. But if it was dog shit 10 years ago and now it's just dirt, I'll touch it.
Yeah. Yeah. Stuff that's definitely dirt versus dirt with stuff in it.
Dirt with stuff, yeah.
I get that.
Bugs changes it.
Bugs does change it.
But bugs not being in the dirt makes me think like bugs were already here and they made it more dirt.
Yeah, you know yeah. I mean? If the bugs are gone, that's probably safe.
Yeah, it's clean dirt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If the bugs are there, it's because they're eating like dog shit and stuff out of the dirt.
You're right.
And nutrients.
And once it's gone to just lovely dirt where I'm
then
not.
Then I can touch it.
I'm not self-conscious about it. Yeah.
But if there's like a, yeah, if there's like a curl grub in there, I'm like, oh, there's something tasty in here for this curl grub. Mm. And that is disgusting.
Yes.
I can't touch it.
I understand.
Not as silly as you thought, huh?
Well, what? Slimy dirt is.
Slimy dirt is yucky dirt.
Mm. It is.
Slimy dirt is dirtier than crumbly dirt.
I think I agree with you. This kind of harks back to a thing that I was saying a while back, which is that is all rainwater rainwater or something?
It is.
Hmm. Oh, I do have a post here from Jack the Magnificent.
Okay.
There's a.
I could tell you weren't paying attention to my dirt conversation.
I think that I interacted with the dirt conversation pretty well.
I interacted with your fucking horse story.
This is a post on Jack the Magnificent. This is a very sober Jack PSA. Jack has learned to tolerate many unusual sounds in the city, but there are always new ones, and there are always people who think it's funny to behave badly. If you have a loud motorcycle, and you think it's funny to gun it loudly when passing a young horse on the sidewalk and watch the resulting chaos in your rearview mirror, please think better of it next time. He panicked. We have not had that happen for a long time, but this was deliberate. It was not Jack's fault. He tried his best to keep it together, but it was too much for him. Oh,
Jack.
Poor, beautiful Jack.
I'm going to freak out this fucking horse.
No, don't.
I'm going to.
He's so nice. Oh, okay, and here's a photo of Jack out in the yard on some wonderful crumbly-looking dirt, Demi.
Yeah, that's clean dirt.
It is some clean-looking dirt unless he shits in it and pisses in it, which probably. He probably does.
But he stamps it down, which makes it seem clean. Once turds don't stink anymore, they're dirt.
I think.
And a worm should eat it as well.
Well, a worm should definitely eat it. I think it needs to lose its shape completely for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you stomp it down, like if you're a horse and you stomp a turd out really, really flat and it's just part of the dirt.
When a turd is like completely flat or it's very crumbly and dry, that's good to me.
Me too.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Like we could eat it. Safely. Either of us. If you're not hungry, though.
I'm not hungry, no. I don't. If I got a bowl of dried poop for the table, I guess I could have some.
Well, yeah. We can get it for the table. Do you want to be naughty?
I want to be so naughty.
She's so naughty about the dried poop for the table.
Here is one last photo of Jack, which is just him accepting half an apple with his. And again, the thing about a miniature horse, even a miniature horse is so fucking big.
Yes.
It's bigger than a large dog.
Yes.
And on Jack's halter there, Demi, can you see the words that are on his bridle?
It says, in training.
Hmm.
For what?
What are we training Jack the Magnificent for?
Bite bicyclists.
It's the only thing that makes him happy after he got forbidden to suck the knees off of horses. God damn. Maybe he wasn't sucking their knees. Maybe they just assumed that because every time they came into a stall that Jack had been in, all the horses were like weak at the knees, having trouble standing up. They look relaxed as hell. Damn. Jack's been going to town.
He's been sucking something.
He's been sucking
something.
Look at his teeth.
Yeah. They're worn down where something would be sucked.
All right. Well, that's the story of Jack the Magnificent. Or, to me, it's the story of a wonderful person who rescued
a really annoying horse.
A really annoying horse. God bless him.
A lot of our backstory.
Yeah.
Thank you for rescuing me.
No worries, baby. And hey, you know what? Thank you for continuing to live
here. Suck your knees.
Oh. No, I didn't want to say that. Okay. It was the I don't want to think about you sucking my knees.
Why?
God. How long do you think you would have stood there sucking a knee? That would have been so annoying for the horse
really
or donkey. It would have
been really fucking annoying.
Right?
Do you think they were like they were asleep maybe? Because horses famously lock their knees and they were asleep and you wake up.
I had a dream.
And a smaller version of you is sucking your leg.
I had a dream.
That's a really good way to get fucking kneed.
Yeah, dude. I don't understand how he lived to, well, whatever age he is now.
Yeah.
But congratulations to
Jack the Magnificent.
Yeah, congratulations to Jack and congratulations to Rose for finding that wonderful horse.
Uh-huh.
Many blessings upon your union.
Mm.
You're not in the fucking middle of the city if you're crossing a prairie.
You're not. It's a fucking prairie. If there's a prairie anywhere near you, it's not a city.
Mm, I agree.
Are you fucking stupid?
Well, I don't think they're stupid.
Are you fucking stupid?
No. Oh.
Are you sucked and stupid?
I mean, hell, I'd probably.
I'm definitely sucked.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be able to work at full capacity with that.
Yeah.
Eau Claire, the city that this is in, styles itself as the horseradish capital of the world due to the presence of Silver Spring Foods, the world's largest grower and producer of horseradish. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
Welcome to the horseradish capital of the world. Seeing that and thinking to myself, okay.
Well, yeah.
Huh. I guess I'm going to have some pretty clear sinuses if I eat the local fare around here.
You could change it to horse ravish.
Oh my God, it is when Jack walks down the street on one of his almost daily walks.
Is that Jack? I'm about to get jacked. And God. By that, I mean sucked, which is usually a different thing.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening to BigSoftTitty.png.
Jack me.
Jack me. Jack me. Walk the horse up to my mail slot, and I'm just going to stand right up against it. That way I don't have to see. Thank you, everybody, for listening to BigSoftTitty.png. Hope you enjoyed that miniature horse news. Hope you enjoyed that wonderful insight into Demi's life as a R.L. Stine impersonator just for her own private use. It's so cute, dude. I fucking love thinking about that. It's so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a sweet kid.
I liked him a lot.
Of course. You loved scary shit as a kid.
Yep. I think I'm going to write him a letter.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm going to write R.L. Stine a letter and see if he will write one back.
Okay.
Hello, R.L. Stine. I am 30.
Discontentedly throwing that into the 30-plus-year-old women bin that he has going. the 22-year-olds never write anymore.
And he writes back a letter and it's perfectly, it has a wax seal on it, and I open it up and it says, yuck.
We love Demi the old hag. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you later on the premium feed for the second episode of the week, or see you back here next week for another free episode of BigSoftTitty.png, complete with your favorite ads. Bye now.
Bye.
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 Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack.
for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.